The Union Army was defeated at Fredericksburg, Virginia, mid-December 1862. President Lincoln needed a victory to bolster the North, and the Emancipation Proclamation that came into effect on January 1st. What resulted was a winter battle here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Machinery Pete's having a huge year-end unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypete.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for. Get yourself a great deal and buy it before year-end. Go to machinerypete.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. Items are open for bidding now and close December 27th. Go to machinerypete.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypete.com/auction.
Gib Backlund says it's one of the most important and deadliest battles in the Civil War. Interestingly, many Americans know little about it.
Stones River was a major battle in the Civil War. There were more than 81,000 soldiers who fought here. 23,000 became casualties.
Stones River stands apart from many battles merely by the time of year when it was fought.
It was a devastating, bloody battle in the middle of winter, fought under terrible conditions. The significance of it is that it gave the Union Army control of Middle Tennessee, and they never turned back.
Stones River stands apart from many battles merely by the time of year when it was fought.
He told his generals he needed this victory and ordered them to fight. Had he not pushed as hard as he did, typically the armies wouldn't fight in the middle of the winter. They would have just stayed put.
A Union defeat at Fredericksburg in mid-December 1862 meant morale was low in the North. President Lincoln pushed for a chance to confront the Confederate Army.
The preliminary emancipation had been issued earlier in the fall, but the final went into effect on January 1st, 1863, right in the midst of the Battle of Stones River. So the Union victory here helped give muscle to the Emancipation Proclamation.
One of the most interesting tales from Stones River is the story that unfolded when the bands met across the darkened field of battle the night before the fighting began. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I'm Andrew McCray.